Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Chops.
Hi, Scott.
Welcome back.
Thanks very much.
Didn't realise you were off yesterday.
Apparently not. Yeah. No. I had a frantic text at 20 to 4 from the one that doesn't speak.
So. We managed fine. It was just me and him.
I'm sure you would, yeah.
No, Becky.
No, she's ill, is she?
Yeah.
She had prawns on Sunday night.
She did. Mm. Yeah.
And now he's off.
Now look.
Do you think she'll stay off tomorrow as well to make it look realistic?
Yeah.
Probably back Thursday?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you think?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, 3 days, that's good.
3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
You had 2 for a hangover, didn't you?
So yeah. How rude.
So,
hi, Becky. She's probably listening. We're not expecting you back till Thursday, it's fine. Right, Lady Gaga's coming up, and that brilliant example tune. It's good to have you back. I missed being around people yesterday.
You're being sincere?
Yeah.
Really?
I actually am.
I find that quite uncomfortable.
Oh, what's occurring?
What was wrong with the one that doesn't speak?
He just... I was just me here twiddling my thumbs.
Did he not even have his swanny whistle with him to keep you company?
No.
Oh, right.
We've worked together a long time, you know. Conversation dries up.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Thanks for the lovely cake yesterday, Mika. He sent everyone cake.
Did he?
Yeah. I passed it on to Zane Lowe. I'm not eating cake at the moment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I just don't want to eat cake right
now. Was it not your kind of cake?
I just don't eat cake right now,
Chuckers. What kind of cake was it?
It was just a sponge one.
Sponge?
Yeah, very well decorated. Fern got one as well. I think everyone got one, actually. He must have been baking a lot.
Do you think?
Yeah. But he loves to bake, doesn't he?
Do you not
think
that kind of devalues... I don't know.
There's nothing Mika likes more.
All right. Doesn't it kind of devalue the cake if you're sending one to everybody?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
Right, we're doing this game yesterday.
Right.
In your absence, called Will They Spit? Would you like to play?
Will They Spit?
Yes. All you got to do, see that drink there?
Hang on, what, my tea or this coffee here?
Oh, whatever.
All right, yeah.
Right, I've just take a mouthful, okay?
Right.
Take a mouthful. Yeah. Now. That's right. Hold it in your mouth, okay? Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to play you some innuendo bingo from Elaine Page. Don't spit out now.
Mm.
On Radio 2. And see if you spit, all right?
Mm.
Here we go.
Mm.
Okay, for the first, I think, of today's Disney Doubles, I think it's about time we should play something, and frankly, all you'll need for this one is a bed, a knob, and some magic.
There it is. See, it works every time. Oh, you spat it back in the cup.
I spat everywhere.
That's
yeah, well, it is my... I thought it was better to spit it back in the cup than over the one that doesn't speak.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Right, you know we're talking about sending celebrities presents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For birthdays. See if we get a thank you note back. There are some good birthdays coming up. What did we decide we were going to get these celebs?
I thought we were going to get them a toilet putting thing.
Oh, the potty putter.
The potty
That's
putter,
right.
Yeah.
So you can play golf while you're sat on the loo.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, we've got some quite good birthdays coming up.
Yeah, we have Will Smith on September the 25th.
You see, I think he would like that. And also, he did send a thanks note just for being interviewed.
On a personal headed note
on
paper.
On WS headed paper.
Yeah, so he's 41.
Okay.
Deck is 34 on the 25th of September.
Off of Anton.
He likes his golf as well, I think.
Right.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is 40.
She's not going to want a potty putter.
Catherine Zeta-Jones loves golf.
Is that true?
Absolutely true. Catherine Zeta-Jones loves golf.
Right.
And also needs to go to the toilet, so you combine the two.
She doesn't go to the loo.
I think she does.
No, she can't. Don't say that.
She does.
Really? Anyone else?
Emma Rigby is 20 on the 26th of September.
She's off Hollyoaks?
Yes, yeah, Hannah in Hollyoaks.
Okay.
I'm not aware of her golfing tendencies.
Right,
or her toilet habits, actually.
And one more, is there?
And there's one more, Avril Lavigne.
Wow. Okay, so Will Smith, Deck off of Anton Deck, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Emma Rigby, Hannah from Hollyoaks, and Avril Lavigne. Which out of those five do you think we're most likely to get a thank you note back from?
I would say Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I don't
her love
that's
of
true.
Golf.
Right. If you weren't aware of the potty putter, this is the ad for it. It's what we're going to send the celebs.
You can have more time to practice your putting with the potty putter, the amazing new toilet time golf game that lets you practice your putting on the potty.
Think about it. Catherine Zeta-Jones on the loo playing golf. Think about it.
Your potty putter comes with its own putting green made of the same professional carpet found at miniature golf courses.
Yeah.
With Michael Douglas going to fetch the ball back for her after every shot.
If she, if it goes too far, Michael would just chip in.
Now, practice your putting every time you take care of your other business. Just aim and shoot the ball into the cup.
Right, this is something I can do tonight. I'm going to buy up 5 potty putters and we're going to send them out tomorrow.
You're going to buy one for each of them, are you?
Yeah.
I think Deck might send a thank you letter as well, because he likes you, doesn't he?
Does he?
Well, he's been on the show before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Likes the show.
They're very nice lads, yeah.
Very nice lads. And his missus likes sport, so there you go. She likes the show.
Who's his missus?
Georgie Thompson.
Oh, the fit one off Sky Sports.
So when we don't call her Harry Hill, she likes us.
Yes.
So I think they might send you a thank you card as well.
Okay, so Will Smith, Declan Donnelly, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael. He'll use it as well, you know it. Mm. Emma Rigby and Avril Lavigne. I'm going to buy all of them a potty putter tonight. We'll send them out tomorrow.
Lucky them.
Lucky them. The thing is, there is a bit of a postal strike in some areas at the moment, so I'm not...
What, Hollywood?
I'm not sure they're going to get to them on time, do you think? Oh, we'll see.
Do it. Recorded delivery or something. You should get it the next day. Then
I'm just writing it in my diary in my file of facts.
What you writing? Buy potty putters tonight.
Yeah, I'll forget otherwise.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
I was with the N-Dubs choreographer the other day. The choreographer for N-Dubs at the Mobos is called Michelle, but she looks after me when I do the cricket.
Right. What, when you do your inflatable game?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have routines to be choreographed. But she obviously can multitask.
Wow. Can't wait for N-Dubs at the Mobos.
They're going to be coming on in a giant inflatable cricket ball.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so there you go.
Hi, Michelle, if you're listening.
Yeah, nice lady.
Miss Connection is coming up if you're looking for love at the moment. What is going on, please, with the Sugar Babes?
Well, can you explain this to me? Because I'm a bit confused. Because the last I heard, a Mel had left.
Well, that's what they were saying, and apparently she locked herself away in her flat or something and they weren't getting on. But then, a massive curveball. We thought Amel was going to be going. Now Keisha's gone. What's going on?
So this was last night, was it?
Yeah, I can't keep up with this. And now, do you know who's replacing her?
No, go on.
Jade Ewan, off of Eurovision, is replacing Keisha, not Amel.
So
Amel's still there, Keisha's off.
So the new lineup then is Heidi, Amel...
And Jade. Yes.
So the new lineup contains
none of the
original Sugar Babes.
And, get this, now the original 3 Sugar Babes could actually start up their own tribute act. The actual Sugar Babes, as they were originally, could get back together and be the Sugar Babes.
What would they call it?
I don't know. The Sugar Babies? Maybe the actual Sugar Babes.
The real actual Sugar Babes.
You know they're going to be on soon somewhere.
Well, I don't quite get it. Because whenever they come in,
I know.
Whenever they've been in, Amel and Heidi and Keisha, they've always been lovely.
Really nice. They all seem nice. I don't know why they keep falling out. Girls, eh?
More than likely, eh?
Just girls, isn't it?
Maybe if you'd have kept sending them sweets like you do whenever they come in here and that keeps their mood up and bubbly, if you'd have kept sending them sweets around to their flats, this might not have happened.
I love Sugar Babes. We've had them in so many times.
They're one of the nicest groups that come in.
Just don't know what's going on.
I think you're right, girls.
Anyway, do look out for Mucha, Keisha, and the world's most difficult to spell pop star, Siobhan Donaghy. Try putting that on a pencil case. At a venue near you soon.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, you've got some of these misconnections coming up. You know, someone spots you when you're out and about. Maybe you were waiting at a bus stop and somebody was like on the top deck of the bus and they looked at you and thought, phew, fancy a bit of that. Maybe, like yesterday, that guy we spoke to spotted a hot girl when he was at the horse racing, in the horse racing leaflet on the front, thought, she will be mine, and then bumped into her when she was slightly drunk a bit later on, out on the town.
Right.
And now they're getting married.
Oh, bless, that's a lovely story.
Picked her out
of she was on the front of a horse racing leaflet.
Just picked her out of the brochure.
You know, that does work for some people.
So you spot someone and you think, I want to see them again. So you put an ad online or in the paper trying to find them. And we've got some of these for you now, read out expertly by Radio 1's Hugh Stevens. And for the first time ever, I think one of these could actually be about me.
Okay.
I'll let you decide which one. It's not this one.
I left my dentures in your Montego last night.
I don't have...
Are you sure?
I don't have a Montego.
But you do have dentures.
No, I do not. They're veneers. Thanks.
I gave you my number, but did not get yours. Please call me ASAP. I need my teeth. Get back to me ASAP, please. Thank you.
No, it's not that one. That's not me.
Hang on. How do you leave some? How do you leave your dentures in somebody's Montego?
I have no idea. I've never had dentures.
Right, okay.
Podcast. Right, well, nobody's coming forward claiming that they are the Montego driver who has someone's false teeth.
I left my dentures in your Montego last night.
I'm not sure I'd want to go out with somebody who sort of took their drives
Montego.
No, who kind of took their false teeth out and everything. I know that might make me a little bit shallow. And
no,
I'm sure if
like
they had a fantastic personality, I would change my mind.
Yeah.
A girl with false teeth doesn't really do it for me.
I'm wrong about the Facebook mention in the End of song.
Are you?
Jay Sean, maybe. That features a mention on Facebook. And also, who can forget the amazing Owen Quigg song, 28,000 Friends, which is all about Facebook.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Time for our misconnections. Now, someone may have spotted you somewhere and been like, good morning, I'd like to see them again. And they put an ad online or in the papers. These are all real ads that we found. And one of these is almost certainly about me.
What, you think you've been spotted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which has never happened to me before, but
I'm pretty certain. Scour them every day, don't you, to see whether any of them are about you?
I'm pretty certain this one is about me.
Okay.
Okay? Here's the first one, read out in a slightly sinister way by Radio 1's Hugh Stevens.
You said my jacket was nice. I complimented your eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
Is this about you?
No.
No, right.
Nice jacket.
Right.
Nice eyebrows.
Surely, if somebody complimented you on your jacket, you would also compliment them on a piece of clothing.
Wow.
And what constitutes nice eyebrows?
I don't know. I quite like bushy ones.
Do you?
Hmm.
I met you in the Four Bells on Thursday night. You said I had a nice jacket. I was so pleased that someone as attractive as you would speak to me. I felt I had to compliment you too. Unfortunately, all I could focus on were your eyebrows. You thought I was taking the mickey, as they were quite bushy. I wasn't. It's just the first thing that I could think of saying. I think you're pretty, and I don't care how hirsute you are. Call me.
I think that should be hirsute.
Yes.
Hirsute.
Hirsute.
I think bushy eyebrows are good, you see.
Okay, it's not something I've really thought about, to be honest.
What I don't understand, though, I don't know whether we've talked about this before, is when people shave them all off and then draw them back on again.
Yeah.
What's that?
I've never got that.
Why do people do that?
Because they just end up permanently looking surprised.
Yeah. Not there's anything wrong with that.
No, obviously.
No. Anyway, so maybe that's you with the bushy eyebrows. Do you get in touch? Right.
And her sweet.
And her sweet. Next one. This is a beautiful one.
You caught my eye. I caught your hairpiece.
These are all real, okay? Don't laugh.
Right.
This person could be the one.
We were in a karaoke bar. We smiled at each other a few times. You got up to sing Drops of Jupiter. Your wig fell off. I picked it up and gave it back. You left soon after before I could get your number.
Oh, I see. A missed opportunity there or what?
Oh.
Now, this one could
be
me.
You know how you say he reasoned in a sinister way?
Mm.
I always kind of think that no matter what the advert is or what the situation is, I could imagine Hugh in that situation.
Really?
Yeah, they all sound like they could happen to him.
Now, this could be me because I was in a karaoke bar on Friday and I was wearing a wig.
Were you?
Yes.
Can you explain more?
I was with Joe Wiley.
Right.
And some friends.
Right.
And we were singing karaoke because it was Joe's last day on daytime.
Yeah.
So, and there was a wig floating around. And you know what I'm like, when there's a wig available, I wear it.
Okay. What were you... What kind of wig was it?
Just like a curly wig.
Right. Apparently you were amazing.
Really?
Mm, so the one that doesn't speak just told me.
It was fun. I let myself go.
Did you?
I did. I did, I loved it.
Lucky Joe.
Mm. I was doing harmonies and all sorts. Anyway, that is bad though, isn't it? If you do wear a hairpiece, at what point do you tell your partner, do you think? Like a new partner? There you are.
Before it falls off.
In the depths of passion. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not
we were
hair.
In a karaoke bar. We smiled at each other a few times. You got up to sing Drops of Jupiter. Your wig fell off. I picked it up and gave it back. You left soon after before I could get your number.
I think I would probably leave soon after, to be honest, after that happened. Okay.
So that one isn't you.
That's
though.
Not me, no.
Right. Is the next one you?
Let's find out.
You, my flatmate's boyfriend. Me, the one you met in the kitchen at 3 a.m.
Oh, well, now we've all been there.
I got up to get a glass of water in the middle of the night when you came into the kitchen too. I was wearing a large white T-shirt. You were wearing nothing.
No, this isn't
this
me.
This is you,
this
isn't
is
it?
Not me.
This is you.
It's not.
I felt slightly awkward. You obviously didn't. You didn't attempt to cover yourself up. I couldn't help but stare. I apologise if I appear to be transfixed. It was the shock of the situation, which meant I just stood there for what seemed an age, just looking at you while you waited to get to the sink.
What were you doing going to the sink?
It wasn't me.
Come on.
This isn't me. I don't wander around willy-nilly naked.
Don't you?
No.
Even in your own flat at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No.
Are you sure?
I've always got pants on. Always.
Always?
Always.
I do generally get up for a glass of water at around that time every night. I promise not to stare for so long in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you'll know next time, won't you?
Yeah, I'll know. It's like, okay, now this is the one I think... Oh, no, it's the next one. Okay, wait. I don't know what this is about. Listen.
Our eyes met as I handed in my donation.
Listen more.
You brushed my fingers as I gave you my little pot. You looked quite impressed. Perhaps we could meet up for a coffee.
What kind of donation do you think that was that they were handing over in the
this
pot?
This one is you.
No, it's the next one that's me.
But you said going into that this was you.
No, I got it wrong. That's not me. It's not me.
But you did say at the start.
Yes,
that
I did, but I got it wrong. I mean the next one.
Right.
Okay.
So you haven't been making any donations?
I've made no donations recently, no.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't look me in the eye and say that.
Okay. I've made no donations lately.
Right. Okay. Lately?
Not for a while. Here's the one that I think could be me.
Now are you sure?
There, this is the one.
Right.
Listen.
Me, selling pizza. You, carrying flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you carrying a bunch of flowers through Soho on Friday night. I was selling slices of pizza on the street. I offered you a slice. You ignored me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah. I was in Soho on Friday night.
Did you have flowers?
Yes, I did.
For Joe?
Yes, I was carrying them.
Or you were possibly trying to keep up with your friends who were hurrying ahead.
Trying to lose
so
you.
So me.
I like a man who is not afraid to carry flowers. They were probably for another girl. But if not, get in touch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you have your wig on at this point?
No, I'd taken the wig off
right,
by
okay.
then.
You should get in touch.
Yeah.
With the
I so
seller.
Think I've been spotted at last. Wow.
Well, let's follow it up then.
Shall we?
Hmm. Well, it's either that or the donation one. Which one do you want to follow up?
No, I think I'd rather follow up the pizza and flowers one, thanks. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Now, you know the BBC Electric Proms, right?
Yeah.
You know it's like a 5-day live music event held in London's Roundhouse.
Yeah.
Starts on Tuesday, October the 20th, closes on Saturday, October the 24th.
Yeah.
And you know this year, Radio 1, One Extra, Six Music and Radio 2 are each going to host their own night at the Electric Proms.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Already announced, Dizzy Rascal,
mm-hmm.
with a live band and orchestra. That is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, October 21st, for One Extra, that is. Also, I know that you're going to want to go and see this. Doves, get this.
Yeah.
With the London Bulgarian Choir on Thursday, October the 22nd for Six Music. Let me know if you want a ticket for this
one.
I've got a contact.
Have you?
If you want to go and see...
In the London Bulgarian Choir?
Yep.
Who do you know in the London Bulgarian Choir?
I can't say their name.
Oh, right, okay.
Also,
but
if
they
you...
could get me in, could they?
Absolutely.
Could they get me a plus one?
Yeah.
Excellent, right.
I know them very well.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Also,
are they big?
Mm?
Are they big? I mean,
what, the London?
Are they
who? The person I know?
No. Are they large in number? The Bulgarian?
Quite
the
big. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, ask me any question about the Bulgarian choir. I know.
Well, you're proving very knowledgeable on the subject.
And there, do you want a ticket for Smokey Robinson and his band for Six Music?
Are the London Bulgarian choir with him?
No.
No.
Just
then.
The BBC Concert Orchestra.
No. I know
someone in that as well. Actually.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they big?
Not as big as the Bulgarian choir.
Right, okay.
Saturday, October 24th, that is, for Radio 2.
Right.
And today, just announced, Robbie Actual Williams has joined the lineup for us, for Radio 1.
With the Edinburgh Azerbaijan a cappella group.
No.
No?
No. Robbie Williams, his first full-length live show in 3 years. He's doing it for us on Tuesday, October the 20th. Now, tickets are available from tomorrow at 8 a.m. All the ticket information is at bbc.co.uk/electricproms. Go online. Also, just before the gig, from 7 p.m, you will hear a Robbie Williams special with me, and then you'll hear the gig afterwards.
Excellent.
That's why I went to his mum's house a few weeks ago and did a jobby at Robbie's.
Right.
Hear all about that on the special.
Now, that is a treat.
Uh-huh. So we're going to have highlights of that Robbie show from 9 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 20th, and beforehand, my Robbie special.
Did you actually record your Robbie special? did you record your Robbie special?
No.
Oh, right, OK.
No.
So you have to add the sound effects on afterwards?
I did get to go in his bedroom, though.
And do what?
Hmm?
And do what?
He just called me through, and I was like, oh, hi. And,
well, so he was already reclining on his bed, was he?
This is...
In his rock DJ pants.
This is after the interview.
And he called you through? Mr Mills.
It's a right state, his bedroom, isn't
it? Was
it? Yeah.
Did he call you in to tidy it up?
Could you just clear these plates? That's half-eaten food on plates and everything.
It's not very healthy.
Right. Anyway, so Robbie Williams, he's doing... For Radio 1, a special gig at the Electric Proms, Tuesday, October the 20th. 7 o'clock, you'll get my Robbie special. And then 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you'll hear highlights of Robbie's show.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So he is playing the BBC Electric Proms on Tuesday, October the 20th. You will hear highlights on Radio 1 from 9 p.m. And before that, at 7 p.m. on that night, you will hear my Robbie special. We chatted for ages and ages, like an hour and a half, about absolutely everything. And then I stank his house out. Hear it all on Radio 1 from 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 20th. I've also heard his new album.
Have you?
Really good.
Is it?
And the next single from it... is like properly Christmas, like quite doo-woppy. You can just imagine him in the video, maybe, I don't know, ice skating with Nicole Kidman or something. Because that says Christmas to me.
Does it?
About you, yeah.
That,
yeah, as soon as you see someone ice skating with Nicole Kidman, it's Christmas.
That constitutes a Christmas video, does
yeah.
it?
Right. So his new one is quite, you know, you can imagine it being out for Christmas.
So it's quite doo-woppy and he'll be
and
ice skating with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Not as Christmassy as this, though. I wanted to play the first Christmas song of the year yesterday, but the listeners wouldn't let me. I don't see the problem.
September.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No?
Stop it.
Just a little bit more.
No.
God, they'll be complaining again, won't they? Why not?
Because it's September.
Yeah, we started in October last year.
Right. That comes after September.
Yeah, but I want to do it earlier.
No.
Please.
Stop it.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now...
Oh, what's the curtain?
Play along at home fun. Text me your scores, please, against Chappers on 81199.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Wasn't on yesterday. We couldn't get the staff. You're going to have to play with yourself. Is that fine?
Okay, okay. At least it means I win.
What's the curtain?
Here's your first situation.
Yeah.
Just guess what happens next. You know that Sexy Chick song?
Mm-hmm.
David Guetta and Akon, it's well good. They say she low down. It's just a room and I don't believe it. Just thought I'd remind you of it in case you've been living in a cave and not heard it. Do you know someone a bit like this? Bit of a sexy chick?
Do I know somebody who's a bit like this? She's yeah.
Who?
All sorts.
Is she like a girl you've never seen before?
Like I've never seen before.
Well, I'm looking for...
I'm trying to find the words, but I can't.
To describe this girl without being disrespectful, I'm looking for a sexy chick. So I thought, where can I find one of them? And I thought maybe I might be able to find one at a hairdresser's in Wigan. So I called a real nice hairdresser's in the Wigan area looking for a sexy chick, right? My question to you, Chopper, how many lines from that song could I get into the conversation... before they hung up on me?
Oh, I think quite a few.
You think?
Well, they're very friendly in Wigan.
They are.
And they like a chat.
They do like a chat.
I reckon 12.
12. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's me looking for a sexy chick at a hairdresser's in Wigan.
Hello? Hello.
Hello, I wonder if you can help me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find a girl who I met over the weekend, and she told me she works in your salon.
Yeah?
I don't know her name.
What does she look like?
They say she's low down. I mean, it's just a rumour, I don't believe them.
Mel Taylor.
So it could be her, right?
Oh, that's a man, sorry.
They say she needs to slow down. The baddest thing around town?
Oh, I don't know.
Not ringing any bells, no?
Where did you meet her?
I mean, I've got to be honest, she's nothing like a girl I've ever seen before.
Right.
Nothing you can compare to your neighbourhood.
I won't be a second. The man's met someone who works here in the bar and slightly, and she's trying to find out his name. What's your name?
Akon.
Akon. Hello?
Hi, was I just speaking to you?
No, it was another girl.
Okay, I'm trying to find this girl who works there.
Right.
I know it sounds a bit weird, but I'm just trying to find the words to describe this girl without, you know, being disrespectful.
Right.
Damn, she's a sexy chick.
Right.
Damn, girl!
Right.
She's a sexy chick! Now, next time I get my hair cut, I am going there. It's a bit of a trek, Wigan, but I think it'll be worth it.
I feel a bit sorry for Taylor, because the girl didn't know whether she was a man or a woman.
I know. Love that girl.
Right.
You can have such a good conversation with her.
Mm. Right.
Love it.
Right.
I'm definitely going there. They were really nice.
I think you could have got more there had you not started doing a silly voice.
Right.
I'm just trying to find the words to describe this girl without, you know, being disrespectful.
Right.
Damn, she's a sexy chick.
Right.
Damn, girl.
Right.
She's a sexy chick.
Right.
When I said that people in Wigan like to talk and like a conversation, I think we may have just found the one person in Wigan who didn't talk that much.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the kidding?
It was 10, by the way.
Oh, was it?
You were quite near.
There.
You can have a point for that. You know you, Chappers.
Yeah, I know me.
Right. You did final score at the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I did do final score at the weekend.
On BBC One.
On BBC One.
Get you. Did it go all right?
It went fine, I think, yeah. I loved it, yeah.
Yeah.
Whether, it's not for me to say whether it went well or not, but yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Now, some of our eagle-eared listeners noticed there was one word that you... You said on there quite a lot.
Was there?
On the weekend.
Okay.
On final score.
Yeah.
Do you know what the word was?
Go on, tell me.
Right.
Right. You said that quite a lot.
Did I?
Mm-hmm. How many times do you think on final score you said at the weekend?
Oh, now, this is how many times I actually said it.
Yes.
I think you might have fiddled with this.
Right.
What do you think?
I would imagine. It was 3.5 hours long, so I would imagine 40 times.
40 times.
But I reckon that you're going to have made it sound as though it's 120.
Right.
Well, let's find out.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Chopper on final score, but how many times did he say?
Right.
Right, let's get straight to the action then. Right, it's a... Right, Mark Bishop is at Deepdale. Right, let's find out if Neil Warnock's a happier man. Right, Hull against Birmingham. Right, time to get the full classified results now. Right, let's take a look. Right, Portsmouth are still winless. Right. Here. 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 You gotta fight for your... Right. 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 But it's okay. Went and washed that man. Right. Out of my hair. I went and washed that man. Right. Out of my hair. Right. Right. Getting it all together. We'll get it. Right. Let's take a look at the goals with Tony Gubber.
There you are. Wow.
Oh.
26.
You've actually mixed me in with England's 1982 World Cup song. I feel honoured.
Yeah.
I feel honoured. Is that in your own personal collection, that one?
26.
Oh. What's the curtain?
So many people are loving that girl on the text.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not comparing me and her, are you?
No, not at all.
Use of right.
No.
Right.
Question. Who do you think is the greatest singer of all time?
Oh.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who do you think?
I'd say... I'd probably say Alicia Dixon. Only because I think she needs a bit of a boost at the moment, because lots of people are being horrible to her.
We love her.
Yeah, we do.
Well, we went down Stupid Street earlier.
Goodness me.
And we asked them that very same question. Who do they think the greatest singer who has ever lived is? What was the most popular answer? Remember, it is Stupid Street.
Yeah. I think they'll go Gary Barlow.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Who is the greatest singer of all time ever, ever, ever? We are Stupid Street.
Who do you think is the greatest singer of all time?
Oh, hang on, let me think. I'm a really big Britney Spears fan. Obviously, I know she, like, does not sing live, but I think Britney Spears...
So, Britney Spears is the greatest singer of all time.
Yeah.
Who, in your opinion, is the greatest singer of all time?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Can be anybody. No right or wrong answer. Whoever you think.
Oh, yeah, feels I know.
It.
I'm just not very good at thinking.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is your greatest singer of all time.
Yeah.
Is it Lily Allen?
The greatest singer of all time.
Yeah. Gosh. Singer? Celine Dion, maybe, or Ian Brown's pretty good.
So either Celine Dion or Ian Brown.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the greatest singer of all time?
JLS.
Okay, and why do you think JLS are the greatest singers of all time?
Because I don't think JLS is the greatest singer. I think Jay Sean is, because Jay Sean is just so fantastic.
So not JLS?
No, not JLS.
Jay Sean is the greatest singer of all time.
Woohoo! Yep.
My greatest singer is Britney Spears.
Is who, sorry?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears?
Yes.
She's your greatest singer of all time?
Yes.
I don't think she sings that much. She mimes a lot, doesn't she?
She mimes? What does it mean?
She mimes the lyrics.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe. So.
But vocally, do you think she's the greatest singer of all time?
Yes.
Wow. They never fail to disappoint.
So was that? What was that close between what? Britney Spears and Jay Sean?
Britney Spears is the greatest singer of all time, according to Stupid Street. Listen to that. When it's revealed that she mimes, listen how crushed she sounds.
She mimes a lot, doesn't she?
She mimes? What does it mean?
She mimes?
She mimes.
What do you mean?
Who do you think is the greatest singer of all time?
JLS.
Okay, and why do you think JLS are the greatest singers of all time?
Because I don't think JLS is the greatest singer. I think Jay Sean is.
Love that girl.
You can see the other one as well. It is difficult to choose between Celine Dion and Ian Brown.
It is, actually.
You know?
You weigh them up and you think, is it Celine, is it Ian?
Sometimes it's Celine, sometimes it's Ian.
This is classic Stupid Street as well.
I'm just not very good at thinking.
Yeah.
And that just sums it up.
That is today's Oh, What's a Carry? Let me know how you did on 81199. Thanks very much.
Oh!
Podcast. Quick update on the smell in my flat. You missed all this yesterday.
Oh.
Smelled like something had died in there yesterday.
Okay.
And I thought it might be a dead mouse or something, so I'm just going around, looking under the sofa, looking like next to the washing machine, seeing if like something's died. And then it turns out that the smell is actually coming from downstairs, from their kitchen.
Right.
They're cooking something which smells. Well, it smelled like... Have you ever been to the Jorvik Viking Centre in York?
Yeah, very, very long time ago.
Yeah, smells like that.
Where they recreate the smell of, of Viking
of
Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the smell has died down. A few people on the text are asking me.
Okay.
It has died down a bit today. I was at it with the air fresheners pretty much all evening.
Do you know what they were cooking?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
But it didn't smell like it... Like I said, it wasn't really a food smell. You know, like if it's, let's say, some soup, you can go, oh, that's a soup. Or if it's a curry, you can say, oh, that's a curry.
That's a curry.
Or Chinese, yeah. But it didn't smell like any food stuff I've ever smelt before.
Oh, right.
Anyway, it's gone now with the help of my clean linen air freshener. That's good, that one. Have you got that one?
No, I don't.
Really good.
I'm not aware of what air fresheners I have and what I don't.
But get one, that's really good. Anyway, I maybe now think that my neighbours could be Vikings.
Right.
Because that's the only reason I could see where that smell would come from.
Interesting thought.
I did ask anyone to text in yesterday that had been out with a Viking to let me know what they smell like, but sadly we didn't get any text at all.
I missed quite a lot yesterday,
you did.
Didn't I?
The only person was Josh, who texted in, saying that he used to be one of the actors
at the Viking Centre
and said that he couldn't get the smell of his clothes for ages.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Thanks to everyone that's been emailing and texting today, saying that they saw the show Meet the Hasselhoffs last night on Living TV. If you've not seen it, this is... You know, I went to go and stay at the Hoff's house in LA in January, and then they put that on TV. This is like me taking him round the UK. And it was episode 2 of the series last night, and it was the one where I kind of showed David Hasselhoff my world.
For the next part of my journey through the world of Scott Mills, we're heading over to his old school.
This is going to be weird. I've not been back here since I was 60.
So I took the Hoff to my old school.
Right, okay.
And showed him around. He was a bit scared about going in there because he didn't think that anyone would recognise me. What?
Didn't we go to your old school?
No, we went to a school in Southampton.
Right.
It wasn't my school.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. This is my school in Eastleigh, in Hampshire. And everyone that's texting in, I'm not sure if I wrote that poem or not. We'll get onto that in a second. Anyway, so we're at my school, okay? Mm-hmm. We go into Mrs. Talbot's class, and we've talked about this before. Some people who go to the school have notified us before that there is, in fact, a Scott Mills table.
A shrine. Yeah.
Which was on the show last night. The table is still there.
I just went to Mrs. Talbot's class, and she's got that weird table. Do you know about the table?
It's like the Scott Mills memorial, and he's not even dead.
Yeah, it's like I've died.
It does.
It is like I'm dead. Well, it's a scary shrine from Mrs. Talbot.
But it's quite nice being alive that you know that they still have those thoughts about you when you are living rather than just
freaky.
When you're dead.
A bit freaky, but nice.
Okay.
You know? Some people were thinking it was quite scary on the email.
Is it what you would have wanted?
Yes, if I was dead. Not as freaky as this, though. Now, I'm not sure if I wrote this poem, but Mrs. Talbot... Well, I'll let you listen to this.
Mm. I actually found a poem of yours that you did about a hero when you were young. Would you like
Is that
to...
mine?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to hear my poem?
Do it as you were 13.
OK.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Mills.
Right, OK. So that's half introducing me. Mm-hmm. And here's the poem, which I'm not sure I wrote. Because why would Mrs. Talbot keep one of my poems?
Because she knew you were going to be a star.
Whatever. Listen.
My name is Scott. I like He-Man a lot.
No, I didn't like He-Man.
Didn't you?
No. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Do you think I would be into He-Man?
I would have thought you'd have been right into He-Man.
Really not, no.
Okay.
I'd like to be Knight Rider, driving Kit fast. Huh? That would be such a blast.
Yeah, the kids love it.
Yeah.
But most of all, I love My Little Pony. I stroke it a lot when I am lonely.
No, I don't think I wrote that.
No.
I don't know.
I think you did, but I think they probably added a section for effect.
But most of all, I love My Little Pony. I stroke it a lot when I am lonely.
Hmm. No, I thought they added the Knight Rider bit just because Hasselhoff was there.
I think you're right. Yeah. All the rest of it.
All the rest of it makes a lot of sense.
I'm with you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Now, the PR4L isn't here today, so I'm going to read out an email now and pretend to be her, okay?
Oh, no.
Because we don't have her.
Okay.
I just want to read this email out from James Herbert. Hi, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who spoke once, and PR4L. Just finished watching Meet the Hasselhoffs and would just like to know, how does your mum make such nice-looking cheese on toast? Every time I make cheese on toast, it looks awful. I love your mum and was wondering, will she make me cheese on toast? Love you all. James from the Netley. If you can't say that, just say the town next to Swansea. Sent from my iPod. Oh, right.
Yeah. Right.
So, yes, James, on the show we go not only to my school but we also go to my mum's house. Check out my rocking granddad. He's amazing. Just sat there looking cool as in his shades. And
must have been a surprise for you. You weren't aware he was alive a few weeks ago.
It was. And also, my mum, David just comes in, "Hi, Mrs. Mills, can you make me a sandwich?" And my mum goes, "Well, David, I can do you some cheese on toast." That's an impression of my mum.
Yeah.
And so she obliged. And I have to say, when you watch the show, the cheese on toast does look flipping amazing.
Does she put a special ingredient in it?
Yeah, it's Mama's secret recipe.
Is it?
Yeah. And so many emails have come in about this that I am thinking, if you're interested, of posting my mum's secret cheese on toast recipe on Radio 1 Online. Only if you're interested.
It wouldn't be a secret then, though, would it?
Well, no, but I think I'll check, but I think she's prepared to share it.
Really?
It's like James and so many others. Their cheese on toast looks awful when it comes out. My mum's looks
immense. What does she do? Well, I know, obviously, because I've sampled your mum's special recipe several times.
You have.
But what does she... for everybody else, what does she put in it?
I will check with her first if it's all right to reveal it, and then I'll get back to you. All right. Yeah, amazing.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hi, Rhiannon on the text, who is currently reading the early 20th century version of Gossip Girl. Doesn't say what it is. She says, "Please put the cheese on toast recipe up online from your mum, because I love a good toasty." Thing is, I just need to check with my mum. I just text her to see if I can reveal the secret recipe of her cheese on toast that she served to David Hasselhoff when he came around my house. If she says yes, I will put it online. But I'm thinking we could open this up because all the unis are back now, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you know students, they love a good cheese toasty.
Too.
Don't they?
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, we're getting so many good ideas for cheese toasties now.
Your mum does a lovely buffet as well, though. Are
she
you
does
going to reveal the secrets of her buffet?
She does do a good spread, but I can't do that. Johnny Wolverhampton says... onion and green chilli is the way forward. Oh, that is good. Someone crumbles an OXO cube on the top and then grills it. Oh, lush. That sounds nice.
That can't be right. That must be really kind of grainy when you eat that.
Let's not forget, Becky eats them whole. It lets them dissolve in her mouth.
OXO cubes?
Yeah.
When has she revealed that?
We did it on the show. Thanks for listening. Were you not here that day?
I don't know. Yeah, that's disgusting.
She puts them in her mouth and then the saliva creates gravy.
Oh, my God.
Actually quite good.
That is disgusting. Yeah. Is that why she's eating beetroot as well?
Yeah. Anyway, so, I mean, they're all flooding in now, the cheese toasty recipes. I can put more online if you want to send yours in, but I will get my mum's.
Are you going to do your very own cheese toasty cookbook?
I just think I'll put it online for now. If the demand is there, then yes.
I don't want cheese toasty recipes.
Then yes, I can do a cookbook. That's not a problem. I can put my name to that.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I might go to the cinema tonight, Jops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you want to come?
What are you going to see?
I don't know yet. Just fancy going.
Have you got nobody to go to go with, rather?
I'm just texting around at the moment, seeing who's about. But
oh.
It's the new me. I quite like going to the cinema now.
Okay. I thought you'd do something else tonight.
Yeah, I've got that first.
Oh, right.
And then I'm going to go after. That'll only take half an hour, apparently.
So you want me to... But you're not going to the cinema with...
No, you come after.
Oh, right, I was going to say.
Don't come to that, no, that'd be bad.
No, I wouldn't want to... No. Mm. You could take the person that you're doing something with first.
No.
Right.
Tomorrow night...
Tomorrow night, yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
What are you inviting me to tomorrow night?
I've booked... Yeah, you might want to come to this. Do you like Friends?
I do like Friends, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right. This is one of the things I got into quite late, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Very, very late, yeah.
Like, after it, they've stopped making it.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, I've been invited to this this party, which I'm quite excited about.
Right.
Now, I haven't seen that many episodes, and I don't really... I mean, I know the main characters, right? But I think there's some party that they have sometimes to when they've got, like, a new product coming out, and I think they've got some kind of box set of Friends coming out.
Right.
So they're having a party, and they're...
They've got a box set of Friends coming out?
I think so, yeah.
Why would you need a box set of Friends? It's on all the time.
Well, you can choose the episode that you want to watch. But you're right, it is on every 10 minutes.
But if you flick through every channel, you will at some point get the episode you want to watch on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's the same as The Simpsons. Oh, good, I've got a box set. Well, it's on every 5 minutes. Anyway, so they're recreating Central Perk in the middle of central London in some bar.
Right.
And you get a chance to meet Gunther, who will be there. And you can have a chat with him and a coffee.
Meet
and
it'll Gunther?
It'll be like being an actual Central Perk.
Just without the six main members of the Friends cast.
I wouldn't know Gunther if he stood up in my soup. How am I going to recognise him?
I think he's kind of bald or has got white hair and is a bit camp.
Camp. Hang on, I'm going to write that in my diary. Camp. Bald.
Right.
There camp and bald with white hair?
Well, I can't... He has... No.
I just wrote camp, bald, white hair down. Like...
Yeah, sorry. That's all right.
Maybe choke
now,
them.
Now you will recognise him when he stands up in your suit, won't you?
Okay, well, I'll look out for him then tomorrow.
Okay, well, I might do. I might
what,
do
what
that.
What do I say to Gunther?
Where's Jennifer Aniston?
Podcast. You know what I find quite rude? When people put duh on a text.
Like, it's implying that you're stupid, isn't it?
And, like Claire from Swindon.
What's she done?
Duh yourself, Claire. Mm. She apparently I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Right.
It's not Gunther, it's Gunther, as in Gunther, and then she puts a big duh in capitals. Alright, love. Okay, well I've got his name wrong.
You'll pronounce it like a native German, aren't you?
Yeah. So it's Gunther. Apparently I need to ask him if he still has a crush on Rachel. Well, that'll be my opening gambit. Tomorrow?
I think people are confusing the character and the actor. But.
Some people are saying there is already a box set of Friends. Yeah, I know that, but I think they're doing a new one. Either that, or maybe they're doing a spin-off show from Friends called Gunther. After the success of Joey.
Mm, well, yeah.
Because that was really good, wasn't it?
Maybe they'll change it and call it Gunther.
Maybe they will. I'll let you know what happens tomorrow night.
What, whether it's Gunther or Gunther?
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
Yeah. Keep listening.
Bring me a box set as well, 4 o'clock. Obviously.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.